In the past 5 years, we've seen a 92% increase in the amount of people needing food assistance. And we are a supplemental program. We don't help them on a daily basis, but we do help them once per month. And there is a great need here in our community.
So what are your clients telling you about their needs?
The housing has gone up here in the area. The food costs have gone up. The cost of living all the way around has gone up. The wages are not. The jobs are not we don't see them as frequently as we would like. And so this little bit of supplemental help that we help these families with may help them to buy a tank of gas to get to work or help them with their child care. A lot of people make just enough on their paycheck that they don't get child care help, or they may not qualify for food stamps, but they can't make it from check to check. We've seen in the last 5 years, unfortunately, a lot of our donors in the past are now coming through our front doors. It's not because they're not working, they just can't make ends meet.
So you've seen demand increase, 92% you said, and now you're looking to move out of your facility. Can you talk about how the demand has driven that need?
Absolutely. We're in a 3,000 square foot facility right now, and all of our storage is stored. Food storage is on the outside of the building, so we're extremely labor intensive. We have no office space, no administrative offices. We don't have any public restrooms. We're not handicapped accessible the way that we should be. So we can go on and on and on. The last 5-6 years, this increase that we're seeing brings safety issues to our warehouse and to our volunteers. We need a place for the people who are coming through our doors to be able to walk in and not stand out in 10 degree weather or 110 degree weather and wait for 20 minutes to get into the door to be served. This facility will be utilized, I think, greatly in the community by other organizations also. And I just can't wait for it to happen. It's just an exciting time for us.
So in some of the other counties, you're based here in Montrose County. How do you get food out to somebody in Delta County or maybe somebody out in San Miguel or the way west end of Montrose?
We deliver. Number one, to the different organizations, or they're allowed to come in and pick up from our organization here. We try to collaborate and work with every nonprofit organization that has that need. So if they can make it in, that's great. And it helps us a little bit on timing. And if not, we have drivers and vehicles that we deliver them to.
What are some of the misconceptions you hear about the food bank?
Hunger is a silent thing, and we don't realize who may need that food. A lot of people think that we feed only the homeless, but we feed less than 3% of the customers that we have come through here are homeless. Most of them have jobs. They have always been donors in the past, or maybe they'll get help and then they'll come back and then they'll donate later on. We have lots of stories of people who are just struggling. A lot of seniors. We have about 30% of the people who come into our doors are special needs. They're either on crutches, wheelchair, a walker. They're getting disability and they just can't make it. I think there is a misconception out there that with the public that if someone is asking for help that they're not trying. And there's so many different reasons that people need the assistance. And I don't think that it should be something that is a humiliating experience for anyone. I think we all need a helping hand at one point or another in our life.